Take your Bible, please, and turn to the book of Acts, the second chapter. We also are going to read from the fourth chapter, the book of Acts. Second chapter, verse number 1. Let us stand in reverence to the reading of God's Word. Acts, second chapter, verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And they were dwelling at Jerusalem, Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. And when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born? Now let's turn over to the book of Acts, the fourth chapter, starting at verse number 23, reading down through verse 31. And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God, which has made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them is, who by the mouth of thy servant David has said, Why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For of a truth against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together, for to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. And now, Lord, behold their threatening, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of the holy child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. Let us pray. Father, I thank you again today for your marvelous word. Once again today, this preacher needs your power. I need you to fill me with thy Holy Spirit that I might preach in the power of the Holy Spirit of God. And Father, I need the wisdom of God. Once again, I need the understanding that the Holy Spirit can give me concerning thy word. And Father, we certainly need the clarity, mind, thought, and speech. And Father, we certainly need a attentive spirit in this place, that we each and every one will help, Lord, help us to keep our minds upon the things of the Lord, upon the Word of God, that we may be able to hear it with spiritual ears, and Father, then be willing to do it. For we thank you. In Jesus' lovely name, we pray. You may be seated. Inside an old country store, there was a sign that said this, There is no place anywhere near this place like this place, so this must be the place. You've probably seen that sign somewhere along the line. And I got to thinking about that, and I thought, I think surely the disciples on the day of Pentecost must have thought that. Up in that upper room when God's power came, the Holy Spirit of God came upon them, and a mighty rushing wind, cloven tongues set upon them, and God did a marvelous work that day. I think they probably thought there's no place in the world like this place. I read to you from the fourth chapter also, and this was, of course, we mentioned it this morning, we alluded to it this morning, where that there had been the mighty miracle of healing, and how they had been arrested and threatened for preaching in the name of the Lord Jesus. And then in verse number 23, it said they went to their own company, and they began to praise and thank God for all that had happened, for the opportunity that God had given them. And then we find in verse number 31 that they prayed, and the Bible says the place was shaken where they were assembled together. I think more than likely those folks also thought there's just no place like this place. And I got to thinking about that, and I thought, you know, I kind of believe that's the way it ought to be. I believe God would have it to be that way. I've got a determination. I've been praying. I've been asking God, and I'm going to continue to do so, to make Blessed Hope Baptist Church that kind of place. That it'll be a place where people can come in and realize that God is present. Down through the, if you visit an old liberal church sometime, you'll come back and be glad. You'll rejoice in the good spirit that is here in this place. And I'm thankful for the good spirit that's here. There's a sweet spirit amongst our people. You're friendly. I appreciate that. I thank you so much for it. Don't ever quit. Amen. Just keep on being friendly. Amen. That means everybody. Amen. Get around, shake hands, and don't take it upon yourself to say, well, I think everybody else should come and shake hands with me. You're a member here. Just get around and shake hands, greet folk, and be glad they're here, and just have it be a friendly place. Amen. And when folk come in that hasn't been here before, get back to them, shake their hand, have them, let them know that you're glad that they're here. Amen. We want that kind of a place, and I pray that we will have that here at Blessed Hope. I believe we've got a good church. We're not perfect. We've never claimed to be perfect, but I do want to have a church that does right. I want to have a church where God is honored. I want God honored. Amen. I want the Lord Jesus lifted up. I don't want men lifted up. I want Jesus lifted up. Amen. I'll probably tell you that about every other sermon. I want Jesus lifted up. I want Him honored and praised and glory, given the glory and the honor for all things. And that's the kind of church that'll do something for our community, where Jesus is honored and lifted up and not men. Amen. We don't need the glory. God needs it. We don't deserve the glory. God deserves it. Amen. He's the one that deserves it. And so let's remember that. Let's make Blessed Hope Baptist Church a place like that, a place where good things happen and where God's power and God's presence is evident. Now, we find those two places that I read about, I believe they were places that had a purpose. And that's what I'm going to preach about tonight. I've titled my sermon, A Place That Was Shaken. But I also want it to be a place that had a purpose behind it. I'm going to give you some things that I believe that will help Blessed Hope Baptist Church become a church with purpose. First of all, it's got to be a place of inspiration. It's got to be a place that inspires others. Amen. I believe something. I believe the preaching, and I realize that's my job to do that, and I need to be close to God to do that, but I believe preaching ought to inspire you. I believe it ought to do something for you. I think it ought to shake you. Amen. It ought to get you sitting on the edge of your seats if you're listening to the Word of God. It ought to do something for you. It's not the preacher doing it. It's the Word of God and the Holy Spirit doing it. Amen. But I believe that's the kind of church that Blessed Hope Baptist Church needs to be. It needs to be a place with inspiring preaching. I also believe we need inspiring singing. We've had some tonight, haven't we? Amen. Good singing. I appreciate it so much. Some of them songs will just kind of lift you kind of off the ground a little bit. Amen. And I appreciate much the work that Brother Tommy does with the music. He does a good job and keeps you singing. And I'm glad of that. Picks out good songs that will inspire us and help us. And let me say to you, you've got to have a church that will be inspired by its music. Amen. When folk get ready to hear the preaching, they ought to already been kind of lifted up a little bit toward heaven by the music. And I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for the specials that we have. I think God is using the people to bring good messages in song. And I'm grateful for that and thankful for it, because that's the kind of church that we need. Now, remember again, you're kind of like the preacher. It's not the singers, but it's God doing it. Amen. We're grateful for the singers, so thankful for them to be used of God, so thankful God has given the talent to them. But it's God that's doing the blessing. It's God that should receive the honor and the praise for it. We might say, thank you for singing, thank you for letting God use you, wonderful thing. But it's still God that ought to receive the honor and the glory and the praise. Amen? So we want this place to be a place of inspiration. I also believe something else. I believe we need our testimonies to inspire others. We have testimony meetings ever so often. A lot of times on Sunday night we'll give a time for testimonies. And I believe something. I believe they ought to inspire others. I want to say something about testimonies. You know your pastor's not too backward to say something. Okay? Our testimonies need to be more inspiring. They need to give more glory to God. And we don't ought not to say the same thing we said 40 years ago. Amen. Hadn't God done anything for you yesterday? Did God do anything for you last week? Huh? Now, nothing wrong with saying, hey, I'm thankful how God saved me. And that's good testimony and to tell about that. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong whatsoever with that. Everybody's grateful. We ought to look back the time we were saved and be grateful for that. Some event that happened in your life. But folks, listen, God ought to be doing something fresh all along. Amen? Okay, now I'm going to scare everybody to death. Not want to testify. Next time I say testimony meeting, everybody's going to just sit there. Scared to death. Don't be scared. Just stand up and testify, okay? Because we need those testimonies. We need to inspire others. Listen, did you understand that the brethren are here with you? And when you stand up and testify and tell about God's goodness and what God's done, how good God is, do you know what that does for the other folk? I don't know about you, but it does a lot for me. I like to hear you testify. I'm serious about that. I like to hear other people tell about the goodness of God. And that inspires me, that helps me, that encourages my heart. And we ought to be sure that we do that. Always giving glory unto the Lord. We don't need to be a bunch around here that lifts up other people. Amen? I'm grateful for everybody in this church. I am. You're all precious to me. But you know, it wouldn't do any good for us to sit around and brag on each other. We're all a bunch of old sinners. Amen? Saved by the grace of God. And without God, would none of us be anything. Amen. Amen? So what I'm saying is, it's good to testify, and those testimonies ought to inspire the brethren around you. Don't think of yourself, think of the other ones. Think how you can be a blessing to the service. How we can uplift the Lord and honor Him with our testimonies. All right. Also, I believe our prayers ought to inspire us. I believe they ought to come from the Holy Spirit of God. Now, folks, I know that when you stand up to pray publicly, it's not an easy thing to do. And most of you, I believe, do a good job. You mean it. You mean it from your heart. And that's good. And I'm grateful for that. And that's what I'm asking. But listen, folks, let it be something that comes from the heart. I read an article some time ago, it was 2 or 3 years ago. About the pastor was telling a story, and he said he kept this one guy, he'd call on him for prayer, and he said, you know, his prayer just didn't seem to say too much. And he said, so one time he said he called on him from prayer, and he peeked. And he said, he looked down there, and he said, that guy was standing there praying, cleaning his fingernails. Praying. I don't think you get much praying done that way. Amen? I think it ought to come from the heart. We're asking God to do something for the service. Amen? Just asking God. You may do it in a different way, what somebody else does it, and that's all right. That's all right. You're who you are. Nothing wrong with that. But I'm just saying, it ought to come from the heart, don't you think? Yes, John Bunyan said this, when thou prayest, rather the heart be without words than words be without heart. Amen? It'd be better if our heart didn't have any words to say than it would be if our words had no heart to them. Amen? So let it be a place of inspiring folk. Remember, we're holding a service. We don't know who's present. We don't know who's saved, don't know who's unsaved. We need to be close to God. The Holy Spirit of God should lead every area of the service. Amen? Every single bit of it. And we ought to be attentive to the fact that the Holy Spirit of God is here, moving amongst us, and we want to be used so that God can do something in the service. Amen. We're not here to lift us up, glorify ourselves. We're here to do something for God. Amen. And that's the way I believe it ought to be. So I believe that our preaching ought to inspire. I believe our singing ought to be inspiring. I believe testimonies ought to inspire others. And the prayers ought to be inspired by the Holy Spirit of God. Not only that, another purpose for Blessed Hope Baptist Church is it ought to be a place of instruction. It ought to be a place where we can come and learn from the Word of God. It ought to be a place where the Sunday school, when we go to our Sunday school classes, there's something special, something fresh from the teachers. Amen. Having that week prayed over that lesson, studied over it, asked the Holy Spirit of God to teach them so they can teach others. Amen. It ought to be a place of instruction. The blessed book, the Word of God, ought to go forth from every single class. Amen? I believe that with all of my heart. In other words, if we don't do that, why come? Why teach? So I want to encourage you. Listen, get along with God, teachers. Get along with the Lord. Get before His face. Ask Him for help. Ask the Holy Spirit to guide you as you study. Put something fresh out there for your people to hear. And when they go home, they'll be excited about the Word of God. You believe that's right? I believe that's true. It ought to be a place of instruction. Not only that, again, the preaching ought to be a place of instruction. I ought to instruct. I hope I'm instructing tonight what Blessed Hope Baptist Church ought to be. And we ought to be a place that we can learn together and be instructed. I believe on Wednesday night, Bible study is a time of instruction from God's Word. I don't think it's a time just to come and dilly-dally around. I believe it's something we ought to come and hear from God. Hear from the book. Amen? And that's what we need. I believe also children's churches ought to be a place of instruction. Bringing forth the Word of God. Teaching. Make it exciting to the people. Make it exciting to your children. The blessed book. The book is not a dead book. It's not dull. The Word of God is exciting. Amen. Wonderful truths in it that you and I need to know. So we need to be sure that we're instructing those who come. Even our youth program, Brother Gordon and Sister Gordon, Brother Gordon does the teaching. It ought to be a place of instructing the Word of God for these youth. Let me say something to our teachers. Listen, folk. Teach the principles of the Word of God. Teach the blessed book. Teach the things that are right for right kind of living. Teach them from the very little children on up through every single class. If you'll do that, when they get to be teenagers, we won't have such a hard job of turning them around. A lot of the problem is when they're taught down here little, you think, well, they don't understand these things. They don't understand standards. They don't understand all these. The reason they don't understand them is teachers don't teach it. Teach it when they're this little. I mean, in every class. Teach these things. And then as they move to the next class, teach them again and deal with those things and help them to understand. Amen? Teach them, and then as they get older, it'll just be ingrained in them. If we miss it when they're little, when they get up here, they've already missed it. And then you get to teaching these things, and it's hard for them to understand. So I never heard that before. They ought to have heard it before. Amen? They ought to have heard it before. They ought to hear it in the very first class we have, the very nursery class. They ought to hear it. Right on up. Amen. Instruction from God's Word. Amen. It ought to be a place of instructing, no matter who it is, ought to get some instructions from God's Word when they come to the house of God. Amen. If we don't do that, we might as well fold our tent and go home. Amen. So let's be instructors. Not only that, Blessed Hope Baptist Church ought to be a place of involvement. A place where we get involved. One man said Christianity is like a savings account. The more you put in it, the more interest you draw. If you don't put anything in it, you won't draw any interest. Let me guarantee you something. You go get a savings account and you put $5 in that and you say, I'm just going to wait for the interest. Boy, I'm going to live off of it. You got a long wait. Maybe you will live to be 1,000. You'll be all right. You understand what I'm saying? If you want some interest to come off your money, you're going to have to put some money in the bank. And if you want some interest to come out of the house of God, you're going to have to put something in it. Amen? You're going to have to get involved. I mean, you're just going to have to take it to decide that you're going to do something for God. You're going to have to decide there's some folk out there that are lost, and they need to be in God's house to hear the Word of God. Fill up our Sunday schools. Fill up our seats. Amen? Isn't that right? Get involved. Don't sit on the wings waiting for everybody else to do it. Do something for God. Amen? Every single one of us. Can you imagine what we would do if every one of us witnessed to 2 people this week? I don't know how many's here tonight. We've got a pretty decent crowd. I'm a poor guesser, but I'd say we probably got close to 100. Maybe not quite. Somewhere. Can you imagine if we did have 100? You know, that's evangelistic speaking. If we did have 100, let's use that number. That's a good number. We'll say 2 people per person. 200 witnesses goes out this week, and I mean, that's nothing. Witness to 2 people, tell 2 people about Jesus this week. Can you imagine if we did that, we'd have 200 people every week being witnessed to about Jesus Christ? Wow. Get involved. Amen? Blessed Hope Baptist Church has got to be a place, a church of involvement. You know, those in the upper room, I want to tell you something, they got involved. I got to thinking about it. I wonder about those who helped me to come to Jesus Christ. I wonder if they hadn't got involved where I would be. I wonder where you would be if someone hadn't got involved about teaching you about Jesus Christ. Where would you be tonight? Amen? Someone just didn't care. I mean, I'm just not going to do it. I've got other things to do, so I'm not going to tell. Well, where are those folk going to be? What if folk done you that away? Where would you be tonight? Where would I be tonight? Lost, hopelessly lost was I. Without Christ, where would my children, where would my grandchildren be? I want to tell you something. That makes cold chills go up my back. To think about my children, my grandchildren, where would they be tonight if this preacher hadn't got saved and his wife got saved? Whew. And I'm thankful every day for those who cared enough.